CQ, CQ, this is WG4MC calling CQ to the Blue Ridge TV Internet. Your net controller tonight is WG4MC. My name is Matt, and my location is Western Greenwood County. In the interest of pressing of amateur radio, this is call nightly 9 p.m. to the W4NYK repeater. It's also the Echo Lino 545072. In the event of emergency, this net will be activated. Cedars Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina, South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet above sea level. The repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed operate with a frequency invited to check in. Emergency traffic announcements or bulletins for the net. Please call WG4MC or net control. Coming on the road, I want to remind everyone this is a direct net. All stations with or without traffic provided to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical group when it's called. When you check in, please give your call sign phonetically. It's always appreciated. Name, location, and senior intent to remain on the net for the radio portion. So we'll start with our check-ins. Let's start with the pre-net check-in, starting with Fred and his wife, Isla, N4IEI, they're in TR, KEW4TS, Mr. Gentleman Pelzer, KE5WLL, Leroy and Taylors. Then we have KN4RJN, John Brown Summit, KC4W, Bill and Anderson, W4IOE, Stanton Fletcher, K4OSH, Pat Malden, K4XMR, Mel Prosperity, W2MJB, Mark and Sensiville, and his wife Wendy, KN4HDP. We got W2AMD, that's Andrew and Sensiville. And then we got KO4HKX, that's Patrick Penrose. And then we have Mr. Roland, K1CJW, and Pickens. Appreciate everybody using the pre-check-ins. Good to our friends on Echolink. Echolink stations only for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
WG4MC, that's Whiskey 4, Mike Kila Hotel, Marshall in Jacksonville, Florida. I'll be in and out tonight. Thanks for running the net, Matt. 73 to all.
W4MKXH, excuse me, that's Marshall in Jacksonville, Florida. Appreciate you stopping by, Marshall. I hope you're doing well. All right, we moved off to the Echolink station, so we'll go to the RF section of the check-ins. Tonight being Thursday night, we start with the Quebec through Tango Road Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC or Net Control.
WG4MC. Please check in. Kilo, November 4, Uniform, Bravo Golf. That's KN4, UBG, Gibbon. I'll be over here in Fountain Inn, South Carolina. I'll be negative and negative. Negative and negative. 73 is you and everybody on the net. Hope everybody's doing well.
Blue Ridge TV Internet would like to welcome KN4UBG. That's Kevin Fountain Inn. Appreciate you stopping by, Kevin. Hope you're doing well. Additional stations, Quebec through Tango, Q3T for the Blue Ridge TV Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC. Blue Ridge TV Internet will slowly have another Echolink station up, so Echolink stations only for the Blue Ridge TV Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
WG4MC. Good evening, Matt. My heat went out down there in my camper, so I'm having to check in on Echolink tonight. Please check in 204 Oscar India Mike. Walt and Inman, I'll be negative and negative.
I'd like to welcome K4OIM, that's Mr. Walt and Edmund. Walt, hope you get your heat working again real soon, because this won't be a cold one tonight. All right, we'll slide down the next alphabetical group, which will be Uniform through Zulu, U through Z for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. If you would like to check in, please call WG4MC.
4 Zulu Hotel Foxtrot, Columbus, North Carolina. Just check me in and out tonight.
And Kilo, November 4, Victor, Whiskey, Alpha, Steve, and Inman. And I'll be negative and negative and listening in tonight. Everybody have a nice evening. Hopefully a little drier.
like to welcome KE4ZHF. That's Keith in Columbus. Appreciate stopping by, Keith. Then we got KN4VWA. That's Steve in Inman. Appreciate stopping by, Steve. It's going to be a little cold tonight, but yeah, at least it's a whole lot drier. Hey, this is station, Uniform Through Zulu. You through Zed for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. If you'd like to check in, please call WG4MC. This is the Blue Ridge Team Internet. We'll slide down the next alphabetical group, which will take us to the top of the alphabet, Alpha through Delta. A through D for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. If you'd like to check.
WG4MC. Good evening, Matt. Thanks for calling us out tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4, Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave M. Greer, negative and negative.
4MC. And Matt, please check in Kilo Mike 4, Bravo, Lima Hotel, KM4BLH. The name here is Kurt, Charlie Uniform, Romeo Tango, QTH is Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
MC. Please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee Quebec, KB2BYQ, Dave and Easley. I'll be negative and negative tonight. 73s to everybody on the net.
Pharmacy, the Blue Ridge Team Internet. We'd like to welcome W4DJW. That's Mr. Dave and Easley. Appreciate stopping by. Greer. Sorry about that, Dave. Hope you're doing well. And then we got KO4RMS, that's Keith. Kurt. Sorry. Tongue's a little tired this evening. Hope you're doing well, sir. And then we got KB2BYQ, that's Dave and Easley. Appreciate stopping by, Dave. Hope you're doing well. Additional station to Alpha 3 Delta, A through D for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC or Net Control.
WG4MC. Evening, Matt. Please check in Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont, and we'll all be negative and negative.
MC. Please check in Whiskey 4, Charlie Tango Whiskey, W4CTW. This is Tyler over in Taylor's, and I will be negative and negative.
This is Kurt in Greenville. It's Kilo Mike for Bravo Lima Hotel. QSL?
AM4BLH. Gotcha, Kurt. Sorry about that. I missed your call sign, and I had to go back to another log. I picked the wrong one. Sorry about that. Anyway, again, hope you're doing well, sir. All right. This WG4MC would like to welcome KK4DMW. That's Mr. Rick and his wife, Lorena, KK4ONO, and their daughter, Michelle, KM4MOQ. Then we have W4CTW. That's Tyler in Taylor's. Appreciate stopping by, Tyler. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta, A through D for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC. 4MC with the Blue Ridge Team Internet. We'll slide down the next alphabetical group this evening, which will take us to the Echo through Hotel, E through H for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. If you'd like to check in, please call WG4MC or Net Control. The Blue Ridge Team Internet looking for check-ins in the Echo through Hotel group E through H for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. If you'd like to check in, please call WG4MC or Net Control. The Blue Ridge Team Internet looks like nobody's home to the Echo through Hotel group, so we'll slide down the next group, which will take us India through Lima, I through L for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. If you'd like to check in, please call WG4MC or Net Control.
MC. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Be negative and negative for saying 73s for each one of you.
1 India, Mike X-Ray, W1IMX, Doc in Townville, negative and negative.
4MC.
T. Please check
check in. Kilo, Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, please. Everyone, have a good night. 7-3.
WG4MC. Good evening, Matt. Please check in KF4KYI. Kilo Foxtrot 4, Kilo Yankee Indian. Tom in downtown Greenville, no traffic and no round table.
4MC. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor. That's KO4JKV. This is Duncan. I'm up in Asheville, North Carolina. No traffic, no comment, and 73 to you and everybody on the net.
4MC. Kilo, India, 4. Lima, Zulu, India. JI4LZI. And Table Rock, no traffic, no round table.
See, the Blue Ridge Team Internet will draw a line on the page and recognize this great group of check-ins, starting with KK4JBQ, that's Mr. No, sorry, KK4JFO, that's James up there in Tuxedo. Appreciate you talking about James. And then we got W1IMX, that's Dot in Townsville. Appreciate you stopping by. And then we have KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry, and his wife Donna, KC4MFK. They made their home in Greer. Larry, please tell Donna we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. KYI, that's Tom in Greenville. Appreciate you stopping by, Tom. Then we got KO4JKV, that's Duncan in Nashville. Then we got Mr. Andy up there at Mountain Table Rock, KI4LZI. Appreciate you stopping by, Andy. Additional stations, India through Lima, I through Alpha, the Blue Ridge Team Internet. If you'd like to check in, please call WG4MC or Net Control.
In Kilowatt Echo 4, India Romeo, Steve in Inman, and I'll be negative and negative, Matt.
KE4IR, that's Steve and Evan. Appreciate you stopping by, Steve. All right, we'll slide down the next alphabetical group, which is the very patient group for this Thursday evening. Mike through Papa, him through P for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. If you'd like to check in, please call WG4MC or Net Control.
Net Control. Please check in WT3M, that's Whiskey Tango 3 Mike. The name is David. I'm in Shoals Junction, South Carolina, and I'll be negative and negative.
G, Net Control. This is KO4NUE. Name is Chad. QTH is Campobello. Please also check in my wife, KO4RYP. Her name is Anna. We'll be in and out tonight. Thank you for calling the net tonight, sir.
4MC. Check in Kilo Oscar 4, November Hotel, KO4NNH. My name is Fred, bumbling around Piedmont tonight. 7-3 to you and everybody on the net. I'll stay negative and negative tonight.
RC would like to welcome WT3M, that's David, in Shoals Junction. Appreciate stopping by, David. Then we have KO4NUE, that's Chad. And he brings on his wife, Anna, KO4RYP. They're in Campobello. Chad, please tell Anna we said hello. And then we got KO4NNH. That's Fred, mobile around the Piedmont. Be careful out there on the mobile, Fred. Additional stations, Mike through Papa, M3P for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. If you'd like to check in, please call WG4MC or Net Control.
Seneca.
Net Control, I'd like to welcome W4IN. I didn't get your name, but I'm here in Seneca. If you could come back, I'd appreciate it.
First, Bravo, Romeo, Uniform, Charlie Echo, call sign, Whiskey 4, Hotel, India.
W4HI, I appreciate you stopping by. Hope you're doing well. Right, folks, we've been through that alphabet once, and now it's open up to that being group Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge Team here net, please. Station, you had a lot of white noise on you. If you're an HT, try to find a better X. If you mobile and boost your power up a little bit, try it again, sir.
Well, this is Kilo Oscar 4 Romeo Mike Mike. This is Kurt in East Greenville. My second attempt, hopefully a little better, more resolution. For all you good souls on the 2-meter Blue Ridge net session, and thank you, Net Control, for your efforts this evening.
Greenville, KO4, RMM, you are definitely, definitely much better. Still just a wee bit of wire noise, but again, got you in, and welcome in. I hope you're doing well, sir. All right, additional stations, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge Team Internet, please call WG4MC or Net Control.
If you would, please check in Kilo November 4, Tango Zulu Whiskey. My name is Gabriel, and I'm mobile in Nashville. No traffic, no comments. Appreciate you calling the net.
4MC or net control. Evening, Matt. Please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride joint. We're at home and easily. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you and all on the net.
KN4TZW, that's Gabriel in Nashville, appreciate stopping by. Then we got Mr. Gary, KI4DOS, and his wife Joy, K3JOY. Gary, please tell Joy we said hello, hope you are doing well. Last station, they got KO4RTG, has some white noise on you. I didn't get your name or location. If you come back, please. WG4MC, that's extending the 4-1st of the net with our thanks for everyone for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We don't have anybody signed up for the RAG, so we'll ask for another round of check-ins, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha, or if anybody would like to do some RAG, please call WG4MC. And that's Harry, mobile and around. Harry, you be careful out there in the mobile and hope you're doing well, sir. Additional check-ins, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. If anybody would like to do rally to you, please call WG4MC or Net Control. The silent pause means we'll probably have everybody for this evening, so stand by just a second and I will send the net report. See, now securing the Blue Ridge Team Internet with us. Thanks for everyone checking in. We will now return the repeater back to normal. Have a tribute to 7-3. Good night and good luck. WG4MC clear.
DJW. Up before DJW. This is KI4LCI. Tag. KO4NUE chat. You still by here? KI4LCI.
LZI, KO4NUE. Hey, Andy, how are you tonight, sir?
It's over there. You know, I didn't hear all of it. I just heard bits and pieces of it. I thought I heard you say that the rental car you was in over there, something had a dead battery in it, and you had to go through a lot. What exactly happened with all that?
Basically, we parked the car right outside of the city limits. And it sat for 2 or 3 days while we you know, went around the city on foot. And we went to get in the car, and it went click, 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 as my wife says. And being a Sunday, most of the people in the city had left. And we was having a hard time finding anybody that spoke English well enough to navigate a problem like a dead battery. We need, you know, we'll try explaining to someone who doesn't speak English that you need a battery charger or jumper cables or that kind of deal. And we talked with Roland on EchoLink, and he speaks French. So we were able to record him saying what our dilemma was, and that helped us get to a menu on the telephone for an English-speaking person. And once we got that, then they sent a rollback out with a jumper box and, you know, started the car. So we think what happened was, Andy, when we rented the car, the dome light was on. And, I mean, as soon as the rental cars come in, they go right back out with another customer. So we didn't realize the light was on, because it was in dim. It was in dim mode. And basically, I think that's what happened. When we let the car sit for 3 days, that was enough to pull the battery down. And it was not a fun situation trying to navigate all that. Trying to, you know, explain that in a foreign language like French was a little bit more challenging than you would think.
Now, see, I know I heard bits and pieces about that, but I didn't know exactly. Well, the only thing I can tell you is the next time you make a trip like that, you better know a little bit more about the language. The only thing I can say.
I agree with you 100%. But we just decided we'd do the best we could do. And, you know, that's kind of the way it ended up. Generally speaking, though, my experience is when you're dealing with a foreign language, there's a couple of topics that you can talk about that it doesn't matter what country you're from, they're going to understand what you're saying. For example, one of those is money. When you're purchasing something or exchanging money, or they're making money, trust me, they'll know enough English to, you know, get the money. You know, when we got away from that with the whole dead battery, I mean, just a little simple job. I mean, something that's not a big deal here. And, you know, I've got the jumper box or jumper cables or whatever. It's basically job turned into almost a full day, if you know what I mean.
Where else the guy? Well, I'm not advertising for him, but in a case like this, you might need it if you make any more foreign trips like that. That babble about languages, you and Anna might check in on that.
We muddled our way through it. When the population in the city that we stayed in, which was Bayou, people move in and out of that city in a hurry, you know, at lunchtime or 2 o'clock in the afternoon. There's people everywhere. But when 6 o'clock comes, there's nobody. I mean, they're all gone, you know. Except for the ones who have a space in the buildings where they're selling something, that kind of deal. And we just, you know, figured we did all right. I mean, we kind of had to keep to ourselves, but you know, that's okay too. But the guide that we hired to do the tour guide, he was a British, he was from the UK, but he had changed his citizenship to live in France. And so he spoke well, you know, English really well. And he helped us, you know, the day that we had him for a tour guide. That was really kind of beneficial, you know. We didn't have to worry about learning anything. He just broke it down in English right there where we could, you know, kind of understand. But I don't think French is something that I would want to learn. I think that's a pretty complex language. And just the, what the word I'm looking for is, just the sounds that they make to say a word, that's something that I'm not sure you learn I don't know enough about French to even say that, so better not. But I don't think that's something that I would want to learn. It's I hear it's a pretty difficult language.
I know I'd heard bits and pieces, but after hearing it now, all the details. You're right, it probably wouldn't have took as long here for sure. I'm just glad I wasn't in that situation where the battery was dead like that and what you ended up going through over there.
I said it took most of the day to get it all sorted out. And you know, just for example, the car that we rented was a Renault. I'm not sure how to pronounce that. It was basically a little go-kart kind of thing. And it took me a good 20 minutes just to figure out how to get the hood open on the thing. There's no... It's that kind of stuff that just eats you alive, the little simple things. Because, you know, you want to open the hood on your car or your truck, you pull the hood release inside the cab, and the hood pops up. Well, this car didn't have that, you know. The hood release is hidden in the grill. And you have to find exactly where to push on the grill to get the door open. I mean, to get the hood open. And then when I finally was able to get the hood opened, I
I never did see the engine, Andy. I don't know where it was, but the hood was strapped down with two straps underneath, so you couldn't take it off. And you had about an 8-inch gap there once you got the hood broke loose from the vehicle. I looked down and saw the battery, and that was it. I still don't know where the engine was. Never did see it. But I know there's one in it. But that's the kind of stuff that gets a little complicated, because it's the simple things that just, you know, it's just when you don't have that kind of car here in the States, it's just aggravating as all get out. Because, you know, you have to, something that should take 2 seconds took, you know, 10 minutes to figure out how to do. And it was a little aggravating. Let me just leave it at that.
Jonesy guy, you was talking about those hoods opening from under the hood. That's how they used to be from about here in the States, from about 75 on back. You didn't have an internal hood latch or nothing inside. You just, like my old Ford Pinto out here, you just reach up under the hood and get that latch, pop it, and it opens right up. They used to be like that here many, many decades ago.
When the hood release was hidden in the, was part of the grill. It looked like it was part of the grill. You know, I know what you're talking about. Normally, the grill's got a little handhold in it. You stick your hand in there and pop a latch, and the hood pops up, and you get it up. But this was, it was very well disguised.
Call when it was, it was sometime way in the past, but Renault used to sell cars here way, way back, but as you said, I ain't seen one here in, gosh, I don't know when, how many decades, so obviously it's just something over there now, but generally now from what I've heard, gas prices over there have always been higher over there than they are here right now, and this, as we know right now, here high enough, but over there they've been even higher, so they'll have the tendency to stick you into a small car, especially for a rental car.
Well, I remember right. Don't quote me on this. I want to say it was €3 a liter. Now, that's a liter. That's not a gallon. A liter is a long way from a gallon. But it was pretty expensive for fuel. And the tolls were horrible. I mean, it was like every 10 or 15 miles we were going through a toll booth. I don't know how much money we spent getting from Bayou all the way up to Reams, but I mean, we went through one checkpoint and it was like 20, 21 euros. So 1 euro is worth, excuse me, 1 US dollar is equal to, I think it's 1.16 euro. So if you took gasoline prices, I'm not sure. I could Google it, but I'm going to say a gallon might have 3 liters. I'm not sure exactly what that number is, but if we took their prices and put on top of ours, it would be, let's say a gallon is 3 liters. At $3 a liter,
a gallon of gas would be $9. Maybe, you know, I know that's off a little bit, but comparatively, it'd be $9 a gallon. If my memory serves me, that's what we paid for a liter of fuel. And it don't smell like gasoline either. It's got a funky smell to it. I don't know what it is. But, and the fuel pump, fuel points were kind of difficult to find too. I mean, here in the States, you got a gasoline station on every corner and then a Burger King, you know, two of them on every corner. It just wasn't like that there from what we saw. I mean, you had to actively search for a fuel station, and you had to actively search for, you know, somewhere to a restaurant where to get food. And while I got you on radio, Andy, just want to let you know, I got you a can of snails straight from France. And I'm gonna mail them to you up there on that mountain, so you can try them too.
Well, see, I have the tendency to be like you was before you went about those snails. You know, I haven't really lost nothing if I don't eat any snails.
These are a delicacy now. They're not like in Table Rock snails. These are, you know, these are from France. they go real good. They go real good with your cornbread, I guess. they need something, because I'm going to tell you right now, the one I ate was... Oh, man, that was, I gave it a try, Andy, I did. As a matter of fact, I ate two of them, just to make sure that the one I did eat, I was just kind of like, oh, no, this has got this weird flavor to it. I'm not sure what that is, and, well, let me try another one to see, and... The second one was just, I don't know, it was really pungent. I couldn't do it. I tried though, but I could not do it.
Poor Elsie guy. I'm not saying never, but no time soon, because I'm not currently that hungry.
4NUEQ, 4RMM, welcome back, brother.
Kurt, I appreciate it, man. Andy, I'm going to be honest with you, too, but when I ate that first snail, that's exactly what went through my mind. Was I just remember Andy telling me that he had never been that hungry to where he had to eat a snail. oh, my goodness. I tried it. I did. I tried it twice. And like I said, I couldn't do it. And I think some of the problem, too, was that they had a market, a fresh market in town that day. And the way that works is they'll have a big market on the square in the city center, and all of the people in the restaurants will come and get their food for the week there. You know, fresh vegetables and handmade stuff, and basically the farmer comes to town to sell his goods. And I think what messed me up was they had a vendor there that had a bunch of snails on ice. And I don't know. Boy, some of those things were pretty big. And I just, you know, I think that just kind of ruined me, I guess. because I just, not an appetizing looking creature, you know. I'm not sure what phylum a snail fits into or what kingdom, but I ended up taking my, I ate two of them, and I ended up taking the bread, and I put the bread in the garlic butter in little bitty pieces, and then stuffed it back in the shell, and then I picked bread out while my wife was eating, you know, her couple of snails. In that way, I was there in heart, but I just that was tough. That was not easy at all. But hey, Kurt, I'm sorry. Sorry to breeze right over you, bud, but I just gonna let you know I'm in here.
Great to have you back, my friend. And I want to just tip my hat. You are a team player. You took one for the team. You put some skin in the game by going for the escargot. So congratulations, my friend. I'm sure that all the genuine Frenchmen took note that you were giving it the old college try, old boy. Well done.
Yeah, so KO4NUE, KI4LZI, KO4RMM. So also the first meal that we ordered that night was they had cow tongue on the menu, and I've got some wonderful pictures of it, but I ate cow tongue for the first meal, and it was quite good, really. It was, the texture was a little off, but the flavor was good, and I mean, it was, you know, a pretty nice medallion of, you know, I think I got 2 to 3 inch medallions, probably an inch thick, with some kind of brown sauce on it. I don't know what the sauce was made of, but it was good. I enjoyed it. I did not enjoy the snails, however. I couldn't do more than the two that I did.
Before Romeo, Mike, well noted. I appreciate that. And going back to your travails on the roadside with your Ducheveau Renault, I would never wish that upon you, my friend Chad. That certainly calls to mind my experience in Paris, where I got off the airplane and they lost my toiletry bag. I had to go into a French pharmacy and attempt to ask for each and every toiletry item that I would need to get me through the remainder of my stay in Paris. That was an experience. I thought I knew something about the French language after having taken 3 years of it in high school, but when put to the test, oh my, that was eye-opening how much I did not know.
Good day, Andy. Go ahead.
Here, I was just listening to you talk for the moment. Y'all go ahead and carry on. If I have something to add, I'll pop my call in and come back in. Y'all go ahead for now. KI4LC, I'll just be monitoring for now.
Let me make sure I got it. On the last day before we came back, you know, we had some family sickness issues, so we got up early and came over to the airport. But anyway, before we left Reims, we were walking in the city and was, you know, looking at this kind of store and this, that, and the other. And Andy, we came across a knife store. This guy had was selling knives. Now, they had kitchen knives in there, but they had a lot of hunting knives. Paring knives, deep boning knives, I mean, any kind of knife used to butcher, you know, wild game or this, that, and the other. And I bet you there were hundreds and hundreds of knives on display and, you know, this, that, and the other. And so we walked in there, and I picked up some knives for family members for Christmas. And the owner of the store, he probably was late 20s, early 30s maybe. And I mean, he was dressed, you know, had the, you know, in the latest fashion, and, you know, standing behind the cabinet, the counter there. And I picked up a couple of knives, skinning knives, to, you know, bring them back home for gifts. And asked the guy, you know, how much is this knife and how much is that knife? And it was, I mean, the ones I picked out were, one of them was 360 euro, which would be close to $400. For a skinning knife now. And I just looked at him and I said, "What? How much?" And by the time you did the conversion, it was close to, you know, $400 pretty much. And I looked at him and said, "How much?" He told me again. I said, no. And I said, that's way too expensive for me. And he just kind of made this comment like, you know, well, the not really a comment, but this snide little look that was kind of like, well, you know, this is a city knife. And this is what you pay for a city knife. And I just thought, this guy's crazy. I mean, why would I pay that much for a knife? So he takes it over and lays it on the counter. And I went back over and looked at it. And it was hand forged now. But it looked like somebody beat on a lawnmower blade and stuck a piece of wood on it. And took a grinder and sharpened the thing. And, I mean, it was rough. And I just thought, look, you know, this is crazy. It's way overpriced. And, you know, you can't beat the, you know, old timer or a case even. But, I mean, his stuff was just, you know, outrageous. I'll be right back. Stand by. Started messing with me because I wasn't going to pay his outlandish prices. And another customer came in with his wife. And you could just tell they'd been in the city their whole life and, you know, never had to skin anything. And he bought a kitchen knife to go in the kitchen, though him and his wife did. I assume it was his wife. And I want to say it was around $500 for one knife now. And with the knife, you trying to sell me my knife that I wasn't going to pay that for, you get a lesson on how to sharpen it. And I'm just thought to myself, well, you know, if you're going to own a hunting knife or a skinning knife, it's kind of understood here that you know how to sharpen it. And, I mean, he just made a big deal about, you know, having a lesson on how to sharpen a knife. And I just, I wasn't buying what he was selling. I didn't say anything, you know. But the other couple that came in and paid the $500 for their, you know, precious knife or kitchen knife, whatever it was, he's given the lesson in French, showing him how to sharpen the knife, you know. And that was the backwardest looking. I never seen anybody sharpen like that. And I just was thinking to myself, hey, give me that thing. Let me show this man how to sharpen this knife. Because what you're doing is a whole bunch of bunk. And I don't know. He was a little bit highfalutin, if you know what I mean. But I just couldn't do it. The prices were just outlandish, and I guess he was thinking, well, you know, this is a city knife, and if you get a lesson on how to sharpen it. Well, I wanted to tell him, well, I hate to tell you, you know, Granddaddy taught me to do that when I was 8 years old, but I didn't say anything. Just, you know, went on out of the store and we went on down the street, that kind of thing. KO4NUE, KI4LZI, KO4RMM. Somebody pick it up.
4RMM. I'm tracking you on all that, Chad. I think a lot of that has to do with, in terms of the outlandish, silly prices they're charging for their knives with their PP poor instructional on how to sharpen the said overpriced Parisian knives. I think he was trying to say that you're supposed to pay for the privilege of purchasing a knife in Paris, and well, I think that goes for a lot of things that they want you to purchase in Paris.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah, exactly. I wasn't buying it. As far as not buying it financially, I wasn't falling for the trap, if you know what I mean. And he knew it. And I think that's what aggravated him, was that look of shock when I looked at him, like, what did you say? Did you say 400 euros? And I just, you know, and at that point, it was over with him, because he was just like, you know, you dumb old hick. Don't you know what this is? You know, this is that he said it was precious. It was precious material, and I just thought, okay, it looks like somebody's like just exactly like I said. Somebody heated a lawnmower blade and beat on it with a hammer for, you know, 4 or 5 minutes, and then stuck a piece of wood on the thing for a handle, and then run a side grinder across it, and you gonna charge $400 for it. Well, when he saw the look on my face, and I guess that said it. That said everything. This little young buck wasn't taking me for a ride. I knew exactly what he was trying to do, and I wasn't having it, and he didn't like it. But that's okay. I went on down the street and got my cheese. And, you know, I wouldn't mind paying a little bit extra for that. But a beat-up lawnmower blade, and not even a whole blade at that. You know, maybe a quarter of one. Lord have mercy, I can beat a lawnmower blade with a hammer. But I ain't gonna charge nobody $400 for it.
4RMM, Chad, my brother, you know, I just, you know,
I have goodwill for everybody, Americans and French included, and there's a reason that, there's a place for France in the world, and there's a place for the French in the world, and a place for America, and a place for Americans in the world. And there's a place for Hank Williams Jr. in the world, and his song, and you probably already know what song I'm going to quote lyrics from. I can skin a buck, and I can run a trot line. A country boy can survive. He probably needed to hear those lyrics, and he probably definitely needs to listen and bond with that song.